Introduction. I was born in New York in 1915 and grew up in the foothills of the Adirondacks. I began to fish when I was 10 years old and to hunt 2 years later with my cousin Frank Morrison. This was a marvelous country in which to grow up, particularly for someone like me who has always loved the outdoors. The winters, which can be severe, with temperatures in Plattsburgh frequently below 30 degrees for days, sometimes weeks at a time, rarely restricted my activities. I love to skate, ski, and toboggan in winter over vast snow-covered landscapes with seldom more than a dozen people near me. In spring, I eagerly awaited the start of the trout season, although the wily brook trout often proved elusive. But I loved to tramp along lonely streams with Frank and sneak up on a beaver pond to catch the busy animals at work or play. I was rarely successful, and a slap on the water by the beaver's tail gave evidence that they had spotted me. In the fall, Frank and I tramped the woods, hunting mostly for cottontail rabbits and partridges. A neighbor let us borrow his bloodhound for most of these hunting trips, and I can still hear sport's exciting baying when we found a hot trail. We never found pheasants and only an occasional snowshoe rabbit. There were ducks, but they were not plentiful. Neither of us had an interest in hunting deer or bear. Frank and I, with other friends, climbed all the highest peaks. Much later, Frank became a 46er, meaning he had climbed all the peaks. I can still vividly recall my first trip to Whiteface, with a magnificent 100-mile view and the penetrating cold of the sharp wind. The highest peak, Marcy, took longer to climb, and the view from its summit was spectacular, with that lovely little body of water so aptly named Lake Tear of the Clouds, where the Hudson River starts its trickle down the mountainside to become a mighty river. I left Plattsburgh in the winter of 1937, and except for visits, I have never lived there again. I eventually moved to California, where I live today. I returned to the Adirondacks and the Catskills in 1994 to renew my acquaintance with the region, finding it vastly changed from the days of my youth, but still incredibly magnificent. Some of the land shows the ravages of millions of tourists, but by and large, it has withstood the onslaught of humanity with casual dignity. Actually, I found the animal population much increased, and the fishing in most places vastly improved since my youth. Some lakes, possibly due to acid rain, have become so acidic that fish no longer can live in them. Flowing streams usually offer better prospects. The Adirondacks and Catskills offer unparalleled opportunities to relax or to be more physically active in a great variety of activities. Their proximity to highly populated urban areas is not apparent. It is only 169 miles from Albany to Plattsburgh, 317 miles from New York, 334 miles from Boston, and 414 miles from Philadelphia. Each of these cities is less than a day's drive to the upper extensions of the Adirondacks via modern expressways. Two words of caution. First, do not enter wilderness areas alone. You could easily lose your life due to an accident or become lost in that bewildering maze of shrubbery and trees. I personally will not drink water from streams or lakes, even in the high peaks areas, because of possible pollution. Where the water is safe to drink, a sign will tell you so. Even in the deep wilderness areas, you never know what or who has polluted the water. Play it safe and you'll enjoy your trips to the Adirondacks and Catskills to the fullest. In the section on the changing seasons, I've tried to outline the advantages and disadvantages of each month of the year. Select the month that most closely parallels the activities you intend to participate in. I've traveled to most parts of the world and have been to all states except Alaska. Each place has much to offer, but I rank the Adirondacks and the Catskills two of the most beautiful and exciting places I've ever known. If you're visiting them for the first time, I sincerely believe you will agree. Wilbur H. Morrison, Fallbrook, California.